predict. It would go something like this. Humanity, equipped with powerful self-tracking devices, finally conquers obesity, insomnia, and global warming as everyone eats less, sleeps better, and emits more appropriately. The fallibility of human memory is conquered too, as the very same tracking devices record and store everything we do. Car keys, faces, factoids. We will never forget them again. No need to feel nostalgic, Proust-like, about the Petite Madeleine you devoured as a child, since that moment is surely stored somewhere in your smartphone, or more likely your smart all-recording glasses. You can stop fantasizing and simply rewind to it directly. In any event, you can count on Siri, Apple's trusted voice assistant, to tell you the truth you never wanted to face back then. All those Madeleines dramatically raise your blood glucose levels and ought to be avoided. Sorry, Marcel. Politics, finally under the constant and far-reaching gaze of the electorate, is freed from all the sleazy corruption, backroom deals, and inefficient horse trading. Parties are disaggregated and replaced by Groupon-like political campaigns, where users come together once to weigh in on issues of direct and immediate relevance to their lives, only to disband shortly afterward. Now that every word, nay sound, ever uttered by politicians is recorded and stored for posterity, hypocrisy has become obsolete as well. Lobbyists of all stripes have gone extinct, as the wealth of data about politicians, their schedules, lunch menus, travel expenses, are posted online for everyone to review. As digital media make participation easier, more and more citizens ditch bowling alone, only to take up blogging together. Even those who've never bothered to vote in the past are finally provided with the right incentives, naturally as a part of an online game where they collect points for saving humanity, and so they rush to use their smartphones to check in at the voting booth. Thankfully, getting there is no longer a chore. Self-driving cars have been invented for the purpose of getting people from place to place. Streets are clean and shiny. Keeping them that way is also part of an elaborate online game. Appeals to civic duty and responsibility to fellow citizens have all but disappeared. And why wouldn't they when getting people to do things by leveraging their eagerness to earn points, badges, and virtual currencies is so much more effective? Crime is a distant memory, while courts are overstaffed and underworked. Both physical and virtual environments, walls, pavements, doors, login screens have become smart. That is, they have integrated the plethora of data generated by the self-tracking devices and social networking services so that now they can predict and prevent criminal behavior simply by analyzing their users. And as users don't even have the chance to commit crimes, prisons are no longer needed either. A triumph of humanism, courtesy of Silicon Valley. And then there's the flourishing new marketplace of ideas. Finally, the term marketplace no longer feels like a misnomer. Cultural institutions have never been more efficient or responsive to the laws of supply and demand. Newspapers no longer publish articles that their readers are not interested in. The proliferation of self-tracking combined with social networking data guarantees that everyone gets to read a highly customized newspaper, down to the word level that yields the highest possible click rate. No story goes unclicked, no headline untweeted. Customized individual articles are generated in the few seconds that pass between the click of a link and the loading of the page in one's browser. The number of published books has skyrocketed. Most of them are self-published, and they are perfectly efficient as well. Many even guarantee alternative endings, and in real time, based on what the eye-tracking activity of readers suggests about their mood. Hollywood is alive and kicking. Now that everyone wears smart glasses, a movie can have an infinite number of alternative endings, depending on viewers' mood at a given moment as they watch. Professional critics are gone, having been replaced first by crowds, then by algorithms, and finally by customized algorithmic reviews. The only way to